Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to our AEW Revolution Predictions Extravaganza. That's right, we're going to be watching AEW Revolution live. You guys can join us on the Twitch or over at the youtube.com/Steven Larson. But this is Friendo Club. This is where we do predictions. And with predictions, Larson, we use predictions points. Can you please explain to the people
prediction points? Oh, these prediction points you're talking about. We use confidence points here at Friendo Club Wrestling.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
I said prediction points last time, too.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Well, and then I corrected myself.
Groupthink, as somebody in our comments on YouTube said. Groupthink.
In this case, it looks that way. So here, prediction points. See, I did it. Confidence points. For example, Revolution, 9 matches announced thus far. Match most confident. Guess how many points you give that one?
9.
9. Match least confident. How many points you give that one?
1.
Can you double up on any of your points?
No, they have to be unique.
Unique point value for each match. You get your pick right. You get those points. Whoever has most points at the end of this, plus added to their total from Elimination Chamber, will be the new, assuming it's not Cameron Shank, Big Blue Champion.
That is correct. So use your prediction points wisely.
Confidence points.
No doubling up.
Nope, tried that. Didn't work.
Predictions points. Anyways, loaded card here for Revolution. Yeah. I'm sure they will probably add more matches.
Anywhere like between 3 and 9 more matches, yes.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me to see, for example, maybe Julia Hart versus Chris Statlander maybe in the pre-show. By the way, we're not going to be doing a watch-along for the pre-show. It's how we maintain our sanity here at Going In Raw.
We've discovered that 4 hours of wrestling pay-per-view is kind of our max.
That's our ceiling right there.
That's our ceiling. Keep in mind, we're old.
Yes, correct.
You know, and our energy isn't what it used to be in our younger days.
Not even close.
Not even close. So, bear with us. I'm sure there's other channels doing watch-alongs for the kickoff show. If you want to watch that, do that. Just make sure you come on over to Steven Larson's Going In Raw WAW podcast YouTube channel or our Twitch channel to join us for the main card.
This is where the real fun is at. Anyways, let's dive into these matches. Larson, where would you like to begin?
Let's start with a tag match, FTR. Taking on Blackpool Combat Club members John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli. Steve, who do you got?
I got FTR with a lot of confidence points. I've got 7 on FTR. because I feel like, number one, if you look at the go-home math, that Kingston FTR team got handled. And so I feel like that's some decent go-home math. FTR's like, not saying that Moxley and Claudio aren't a real tag team, because, like, they've been tagging for a little while now.
But come on now.
But come on, FTR's like a real tag team. And I feel like they're probably going to end up back in the tag team title mix sooner than later. So I say FTR wins this. Claudio eats the pin with 7 confidence points.
Everything you said, copy, paste.
Gotcha.
Even down to the confidence points. Sorry, predictions points value. 7, FTR. The go-home math favors FTR. Mm-hmm. You're right, yeah. Especially if Young Bucks happen to win in the main event. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll finally get... You know, what would it be? 4?
Fourth match?
Be 4. Yeah.
What are they at? What are they? Are they 2-1?
2-1 FTR at this point.
2-1 FTR. Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of interesting given that the Young Bucks are now the AEW EVPs. You would think that FTR would win that potential matchup, but maybe not.
Maybe not. Who knows? Anyways, move on to the TNT title, currently held by one Christian Cage. He's taken on Daniel Garcia at Revolution. See, I'm not sure where they're going with this Christian Cope stuff. Is Cope going to be the one to take that title off Christian Cage? I don't know. I do know that Christian Cage has Luchasaurus, has Nick Wayne, has Mother Wayne there potentially help him.
Mother.
Whereas at best, Daniel Garcia has Daddy Magic. And that, if you look at in that scenario, Christian Cage has a decided advantage there. I don't have a ton of confidence on Christian retaining this title. In fact, I only have 3 confidence/prediction points. But right now, I got Christian retaining that TNT title. Maybe he'll take on Cope at, what's the next one? Apparently, there's going to be an April pay-per-view.
Is that Dynasty?
Yeah, maybe.
Density?
They should get the theme song from the TV show Dynasty for the theme of that pay-per-view.
How does that theme song go?
I don't remember. When I think of it, I think the Dallas theme. I know how that
goes. Yeah, I was thinking the Dallas one.
Remember that one. Anyways, I got Christian with 3. He's going to retain that TNT title.
I've got Garcia with 1 right now because he did leave off one name that could show up and why he wouldn't have shown up at the pay-per-view. I don't know. I think this might be an instance of just weird AEW booking where Cope couldn't make the match.
Oh, but he can help.
He could show up to help the match. And Garcia, I think Garcia would be a killer guy to take that title off of Christian Cage. I think... You know, Tony Khan doing the thing after a show a couple months ago where he brings out Garcia's like, this right here, meet boys, he's the future of the company. I feel like maybe a TNT title win for Garcia isn't out of the realm of possibility. I have him with 1 confidence point because, yeah, I think Copeland could probably show up, not for the match, but to help out Garcia. Huge pop right there.
Yeah.
I got Garcia with 1. I might change that. I might up the confidence points. I might change the outcome completely. I don't know, but I kind of like Garcia.
We still have a collision in Rampage, so maybe it's be some additional go-home math. We're just judging by what we saw on Dynamite this Wednesday. So based on if there's any developments on collision, could change everything. For example, this match. For the Continental Crown champion, Eddie Kingston defending against Brian Danielson, Steve, as of right now, Thursday, about 10:45 Pacific time. Who do you got?
Right now, I've got Eddie Kingston with 4 confidence points. I mean, Danielson was like, you know, I still like my idea of Danielson winning, but because it's such a hard-hitting, vicious bout where Eddie Kingston takes him to the limit, he can't help himself but shake his hand. But I don't think that's going to happen. Man, I'm so torn on this. This one I really should have like 2 confidence points on. What did I say?
You said 4. You said Eddie with 4.
Yeah, I got Eddie with 4 because the like what happened on Dynamite was so like, you know, it was so heavy on Danielson, you know, peacocking at the end there.
Flexing him and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Eddie with 2.
Mm-hmm.
Again, maybe something could happen on Collision. That'll completely... turn the go-home math the other way around. I don't know. We can only base these picks right now on what we saw on Dynamite. It was a dominant effort, especially at the end there. Danielson got that triangle on and flexing on Eddie.
Yeah.
Everything there, based on what we saw on Dynamite, says Danielson's losing. Here's the thing. I know Danielson's This is last basically, what, 6 months as a full-time performer. Man. And in one sense, it'd be great to see him get one more title reign. At the same time, he's a selfless dude. He's going to do what he can, I feel like, to set up the company for the future.
Yeah, young superstar like Eddie Kingston. I know. I know what you mean, though, yeah.
Rather than, you know, winning a bunch of accolades for himself in this last year, 6 months of his full-time run. So I could see him putting Eddie over again and shaking his hand on top of that. I could see it happening.
Yeah, I just don't see Danielson wearing those titles. I don't know. I just don't see it. Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe that's setting up to lose those titles back to Eddie in, like, you know, one of his last matches. I don't know that I see that either, though.
Yeah, I know.
Everything seems to suggest that Eddie Kingston is going to win this match, and they're just sort of ignoring, you know, the fact that he already beat Danielson. But yeah, I don't know. I got Eddie with four right now. Again, predictions subject to change.
A lot could change between now and Sunday. Let's talk about the All-Star Scramble.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It was the Meat Madness match. Then they changed it because of injury, but everybody in the Meat Madness is in the scramble, so apparently it wasn't because of injury. It just seems like they want to make this for a title opportunity and add more people to it.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of seems like. Anyways, participants in this match, if anybody needs a refresher, announced so far, Chris Jericho, Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, Hook, Brian Cage, and then a couple other participants. There are some qualifying matches to get into it. So, Steve, based on the announced participants, who do you got?
Well, prior to this changing, it was three guys, one of which was the clear winner, and that's Wardlow. Now, it's more guys. Clear winner is still Wardlow.
Correct.
I've got 8 confidence points on it.
8 is a lot. See, the real reason I don't have more confidence is because there's a lot of people in the match.
Yeah.
And weird things can happen.
The scramble is a weird match anyways.
It is. So I got Wardlow. I only got 4 right now, though.
Yeah.
Because again, it's I can't in like strategically, I can't put a bunch of confidence prediction points on a match with like 6 people in it. I can't do it.
It's a really bad idea. Don't get me wrong. I understand 1,000% that it's a terrible idea for me to do this. But and again, prediction points subject to change. I don't know if they will, though. Wardlow's going to win this.
Wardlow's winning this. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move on to the International Championship. Orange Cassidy, the champion, defending against Roderick Strong. I mean, everything seems to indicate that Roddy's going to walk out international champion. There's got to be steps towards Undisputed Kingdom fulfilling this new golden prophecy, if you will. And if Wardlow's coming out of the scramble with that title shot, you got Roddy with that international title. And I don't know when Wardlow's getting his title opportunity against Joe, probably. But it would be interesting to see Wardlow get his opportunity, only for MJF to make his return to cost him that match. And then we can start really going into the MJF versus Undisputed Kingdom feud going into the spring. But I feel like Undisputed Kingdom needs momentum coming out of the show. Wardlow wins, Roddy wins. I got 5 confidence points on Roderick Strong as your new international champion.
Yeah, copy and paste. And I'll just add this. This is like the first real feud Orange Cassidy's had in like a while, like a match they set up well in advance with like a bunch of stuff happening. And I get the feeling that's because Roderick Strong is going to win this title. Undisputed Kingdom needs
this. Yes. 5 confidence points as well.
Yeah, same. Yeah, 5 confidence points. Yeah.
Let's move on to Will Ospreay taking on Konosuke Takeshita. Steve, who do you got?
There is no universe in the vast array of universes within the multiverse that Will Ospreay will lose this match. Even if tragedy struck and he was injured, they would simply rule it a no contest. Will Ospreay will not lose this match. I've got 9 confidence points on it. I thought that his debut promo, I thought it was really good. He sort of felt like a big deal, and he was just wearing a tracksuit.
I know.
He's turned into a hell of a promo. You know, we'll talk about that on our AEW review. Ospreay with 9 confidence points.
Steve. Have to break this to you. Will Ospreay will not lose this match.
Oh, you had me. I thought you had me going there.
I had you, didn't I? No. There's no way he's losing this. 9 confidence points. God, Will Ospreay. The only question is if Will Ospreay is a member of the Don Callis family leaving this match. That's the only thing that's up for debate.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter if he's still a member after this match, how long is it until he leaves the group?
Yeah, how many Wednesdays will it be? You know, the thing that I really appreciate about this card, and I don't know where your 8's at yet, but as far as I'm concerned, that's the only lock on this card that I can really see, and I really love that about it. I'm looking forward to Revolution, man.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Let's move on to the women's title match. Toni Storm, champion, taking on Deonna Purrazzo. So in my mind, the way this is going to break down is that it's going to be Toni Storm is going to try to compete with Deonna on a technical level and, for the most part, hold her own. But at the end, Deonna is going to get the advantage, so Tony's going to have to cut corners to get the win here. That's what it feels like, whether it's another situation where she puts the platter on her hip for the hip attack, Luther helps out, Mariah May helps out, who knows. I feel pretty strongly that Toni Storm is going to bend the rules and walk out of Revolution as champ. I probably have too many confidence points on it right now. I got Toni Storm with 8.
No, I think that's a good pick. I've got Toni Storm with 6 right now, but yeah, I think this could definitely be up to 8 as well, given that I got Wardlow with 8 right now. But yeah, Toni Storm with 6. Everything you said I think is spot on, man.
All right, let's talk about the AEW World Title match. You got your champion Samoa Joe taking on Swerve Strickland, taking on Hangman Page. Who do you got, Steve?
Boy, they really set up a weird angle there with Hangman getting injured, and then he really wasn't injured.
Yeah.
Right now I've got Joe with 2 confidence points because I do think that Hangman being sort of the X factor here, you know, just doing everything he can to keep Swerve away from that title. On the other hand, you know, Swerve sold that shot from Hangman a lot, and the crowd is hot for Swerve right now. There's a couple things at play here. Number one, Hangman really will, he's going to get in the way here.
Yeah.
And number two, I don't think Swerve is going to get his title win when he's not in the main event, because Sting is going to main event this show. So I've got only 2 on Joe. I'll probably bring it up a bit, but man, Swerve is hot right now. Yeah. And Tony Khan, he might feel, man, you want to strike when the iron's hot. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I got Joe with 6.
Okay.
Hangman is so obsessed with keeping Swerve from winning that title. I think he will actually rather put himself in the position to take the L that allows Swerve to be in any position to get the win.
Agreed.
And you make a good point about whenever Swerve wins the title, that it should be in the main event of the show.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Sting Darby versus the Young Bucks is more than likely going to main event Revolution. I understand the point about, you know, striking while Swerve is super getting super over and super popular, but that's showing no signs of waning. In fact,
true.
Hangman costs him the title here, mm-hmm. can only enhance potentially Swerve's popularity going forward.
Should, yeah.
You revisit Swerve and Joe, maybe a Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing be good, yeah.
You know, sometime over the summer, perhaps, mm-hmm. he gets the win there in a one-on-one bout. Mm-hmm. And then if you want, imagine title feud in the fall between Swerve and Hangman. That could be some good stuff.
What month is Wrestle Dream is in October, right? Isn't that the one they did in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah.
That's not till October. I mean, they could do this new Dynasty pay-per-view in like April.
Yeah, I think the April is like towards the end of April. April 21st.
They could do that in April. And if they book that, I mean, dude, if word comes that Dynasty is going to happen in Seattle, then you know he's winning that title right there.
Yeah.
That's going to be an explosion if that's the case.
Yep. And finally, our main event, Sting and Darby Allin defending those tag titles against Young Bucks. Wrong way, Steve.
Huh?
Yeah, go the other way. Lean the
this
other way. There you
oh,
go.
This there way, we there go. Go.
Yeah, lean the other way against Young Bucks. So go-home math on Dynamite was strongly in favor of Sting, but seeing this as Sting's retirement tour, I kind of feel like you got to throw, to a certain degree, traditional go-home math a little bit out the window here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That being said, I can make an argument in favor of the Young Bucks. I can make an argument in favor of Sting and Darby winning. In the end, it seems like probably all parties involved, with perhaps the exception of Sting, would be of the opinion that Sting has to go out on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sting, one of the things that defines his AEW run is his selflessness. And you know, he's an old school guy in some respects, and maybe he'd feel like, I'm on my way out, I go out of my back, put somebody mm-hmm. over.
Yeah.
But feels like if this is going to be the main event of the show, this has to be a celebratory occasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Therefore, Sting and Darby gets the win. I only have one confidence point on this because I feel like it could go either way. That's where I am now. Sting and Darby, one confidence point.
I've got three on Sting and Darby Allin. You know, I know that the word is Tony Khan is letting Sting do whatever he wants to do. I get the feeling that's probably the case within reason. And I think that within reason is, listen, we can't end this pay-per-view with you losing. That can't happen. And you can do everything you want after the fact in terms of getting, like, you know, the heat back or whatever you want to call it. But that ain't going to cut it. You're going out on top. Everything else is up to you. And whoever you want to work with is great. But, like, the Young Bucks don't need this win. So, yeah, I understand that go home. What they probably could do is some sort of bit in either the pre-show or at the kickoff of the beginning of the pay-per-view where the Young Bucks get some sort of backstage advantage mm-hmm. if you really want to go down that route. But no, I got Sting with three confidence points because of pretty much everything you just said. I'd be pretty shocked if they ended this pay-per-view and Sting wasn't, you know, standing tall as the winner of this match.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
All right. Well, anyways, that's it for the matches. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below, and be sure to leave your prediction points as well. We need those prediction points to tell. And I mean, the more important thing really is make sure you're signed up for the Big Blue Predictions Challenge over at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We're going to be doing this predictions challenge. We've already done a part one of it at Elimination Chamber, but still, predictions are always a lot of fun, even if you're not in the running for the Big Blue Championship. So be sure to go to youtube.com/Steven Larson, click join, or go to patreon.com/Steven Larson and choose the Friendo Club setup to participate. Hopefully we'll see you all on Saturday.
4:45 p.m. Pacific, right? That's where we'll get started.
That's the AM. We're going to watch the very end of the kickoff show.
Very end.
So that's going to do it. Until next time, we'll see you around.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.